If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So, the biggest political news is we got some more protester stuff, which this is a big story. I mean, the whole protester thing is a big story because it's the coming part of America and the university system. I welcome the coming a part of the university system, but it's not a pretty way for it to go through this transition.
It never could have been, though.
Probably.
This feels so inevitable, so hitting bottom to me. And whether it's actually the bottom or not, who knows? But at least people are starting to say, what the hell is wrong with America's universities? Let me tell you what's wrong.
Yeah, we got some example of some chanting from last night at one of the universities. I think it was Harvard. But yes. That is just so incredibly over the top. So stay tuned for that. The biggest political news of the day is that RFK Jr. is on the ballot in California, which if you...
What the hell is going on?
If you know anything about the way we elect presidents with the electoral system, winner take all in almost every state, you need 270 delegates to become president in California if you win California. If you win in California... 50.5 to 49.5. You still get all 55 delegates.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody in California is arguing to end that.
No Democrats, certainly.
Yet on the national level, they are...
Oh, yeah. Florida 100% ought to be proportional. We're just not California. People are so funny. And the fact that anybody falls for their crap is discouraging.
Anyway, RFK Jr. got on to, so which party is it? Remember up in Michigan, he got on some crazy party?
Truth and Justice or the Bull Moose Party? Or
this one in California is called
Higher Tariffs on Hog Meat Party, or I can't remember.
But it's interesting that he's pulling this off because he's not getting all the signatures and all the stuff that you need to do to get on the ballot, like with his own name or his own party. So he's getting on other parties that already did this years ago, figuring out how to get on the ballot, and they just always have a candidate that you've never even heard of. You know, when you vote, there's a list of all kinds of parties you've never even heard of, and they got a candidate you've never heard of. But so they did all the legwork to get on the ballot, and he's jumping on to some of these third parties that nobody's ever heard of tickets. So he's going to be.
I wonder what he's offering them. If he's offered to, hey, I'll throw in a word or two about, you know, more salmon in the streams or whatever your party is into.
Well, I wonder if he's just offering him
money.
People will have heard of your party now. It might just be that. The one in Michigan, remember, their thing was global warming, gun control, and like one other stray thing.
Oh, yeah. Responsible gun use. And it was an odd combo.
Right.
The American Independent Party.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's what this one is in California. The American Independent Party, the AIP, their current platform. Not that I think he probably has to match it. because the Democrat and Republican candidates certainly don't match their party's platforms anymore. Its members are strong proponents of small, limited government and taxation, Christian conservative values, the Second Amendment, and secure borders. Well, that sounds like it's up my alley.
Mm-hmm.
Just under 4% of the state's registered voters are that. But the polling from the LA Times is that it's a lot closer than you might think already. As Biden only has a 12-point lead over Trump when you factor in RFK Jr., because he gets a pretty good chunk. He gets 9% already, and that's before he's ever showed up on the ballot. Here's a little of his announcement yesterday to Californians.
Hey, everybody. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. here with some great news. As of today, Nicole and I are officially on the ballot in California, the largest of all the electoral college states. A journalist recently asked me whether I considered myself a populist, and she used that term as if it were a dirty word. I answered, yeah, I'm a populist, the same way that my father was a populist. And I explained to her that populism is often motivated by idealistic impulses and motivations to take government back from corrupt elites, but it can also be captured by demagogues for darker purposes to spur division, hatred, polarization, and bigotry.
So Mark Halpern writes in his newsletter today that RFK Jr., when he's not talking about vaccines or who killed his father, he's really, really good on this populist stuff, or, you know, let's take on the powers that have stolen our country stuff. He's really good at that. And so I don't know if he can grow his 9% into something that could threaten Biden, or at the very least, a lot of pundits believe the Biden campaign now has to spend money in California. They weren't planning on probably spending a dollar, and now they might have to spend quite a few dollars just to make sure, because if he loses California, forget it. I mean, that is, Trump absolutely wins if Biden loses California.
Right. All right. Here's my analysis. Number one, and this is not being childish and idiotic, this is sincere, he needs some sort of AI voice thingy. So, because it's just his, you know, and it's not his fault. He's got a condition or a disease or a genetic thing or whatever that his voice doesn't work right, but it's distracting. Anyway, putting that aside, he's the anti-Vivek Ramaswamy. You remember how the more people heard from Vivek, the less they liked him?
Good point.
Robert Kennedy Jr. is the opposite. The more people hear from him, the more they think, you know, he's not the nut job that was portrayed to me. He's actually right about a bunch of stuff. So that's point number one. Point number two is that, as I often do, I will remind everybody that today, as we're jabbering, it's the end of April. And there are many, many months to go before the election. And Joe Biden is a very old, increasingly decrepit man. And if his decline continues, and it will, every month that goes by, there's a greater chance that he will come off as utterly incapable of serving as the president, including, I still think it's possible, there will be a moment where the whole country gasps and says, wait, that's impossible. And if that is the case, you don't need a huge turnout for Trump or RFK to have a huge effect. The turnout for Biden will be so brutally depressed because nobody likes Kamala Harris, including her home state of California. Her numbers are miserable in California. So you will see just the word paltry doesn't begin to describe how paltry the turnout for Biden will be if those things come together.
Well, is there because we don't need to talk about this if it's never going to happen. I don't particularly enjoy that style of punditry. Do you think there's any chance Biden doesn't win California? I mean, is it worth even discussing for real?
Because I think the scenario I just outlined is more likely than not.
But you're picturing who winning then? Trump wins because Kennedy takes so many votes? Or are you thinking, you're picturing Kennedy actually winning the state?
No, the combination of, I didn't bottom line it for you. Bottom line! The Kennedy vote taking from Biden, plus miserably low turnout on the Democrat side,
okay,
could be enough to gobble up that 12%. On the other hand,
I guess where it breaks down in my head is I'm not so certain that because I agree with you that the more he's heard, the more people like him, opposite Ramaswamy or Hillary Clinton. I think there was a poll last week where it showed RFK Jr. taking more from Trump than Biden. I don't I think he'd take a whole bunch from both. Could I mean, certainly that party platform is not where Democrats are going to land. Limited government, Christian values.
I don't think anybody will even hear that, much less be swayed by it.
I'm not sure that has anything to do with it, but.
Yeah, you've got to put yourself constantly in the mind of low, practically no information voters.
I'm not exactly sure why RFK Jr. would ever take from Joe Biden.
Might have to be more familiar with the whole of his platform. I've just been following the polls, and I know that he does. But what's interesting is if you ask the question in Wisconsin, who does RFK take more votes from, Trump or Biden? You get a different answer than if you asked it in Pennsylvania or any one of the other swing states, which is odd. But
there might be some significant twists and turns before we get to November. We're all kind of locked into this Trump versus Biden idea and the world's longest election. And maybe there's just some giant, I mean, all of a sudden it's full on three-way race.
Well, this is why I've had so little patience for polls right now, especially national polls.
Which
the trends are interesting.
What polls?
Some of them, all of them.
Which polls?
All of them.
Okay. Okay. That is congenital liar Michael Cohen, who's going to be on the stand in Manhattan any moment now, or any day now. Anyway, so back to your question. Yeah, I thoroughly believe events, including the decline and fall of Joe Biden, are much more likely than not to completely change the narrative between now and November.
You're behind in all the polls. Says who? The polls. I just said that. Says who?
Says who?
I just answered your question.
Okay.
One of our favorite clips of all time.
Some of them, all of them.
I don't know if you've heard, the universities of America are aflame, not yet literally, but soon to be, I suspect. Mostly peaceful protests.
And we keep using the example of things that were 1/1,000th as inflammatory as things happening now used to bring out the FBI and Oval Office addresses.
A noose was found on a tree. Oh, no. Stop the world. Bring the FBI in. Issue crying towels for every student. Hold puppy petting sessions. Now Shut down classes for a week.
Now you can stand there with the noose and point to the specific person you're going to use it on and say, I'm going to kill them. And
hang Jews. Yes.
And
it's fine.
And nothing happens. We got more examples of that and other stuff on the way. Stay here.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge.
You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Murray has it on the high right side. High pick from Jokic. Murray, jumper from eight. Got it again! 3.6 seconds left for the Lakers. LeBron over to Prince. Jumper's no good at the horn. And the LA Lakers can take that L on the way out.
So the Los Angeles Lakers eliminated in the first round. And is that the end of the all-time leading scorer in NBA history? Or did he at least play his last game with the LA Lakers? I guess we'll see. LeBron James out. He's old, and he's bored with losing in the first round.
Los Angeles spelled L-O-S-S, Angeles. If you're impressed by that, you're not very bright. Moving along, a couple of contrasting clips here that I thought would... as I make my little witticisms, I kind of grade them in my head. That was a solid A right there, Joe. Good job. High five. That's a C work at best. Yeah. Right. Mm. Anyway, so a couple of different pieces of audio I thought were interesting contrasts. First, James Carville, who through the years has been a source of a good deal of good, hard, realistic political wisdom. I often disagree with him. I didn't like his candidates very much at the time. Although, if Bill Clinton ran for the Democratic Party right
absolutely.
Now, are you kidding?
Where do I sign anyway, up? The era of big government is over.
James Carville has lost his mind. Here he is talking about young voters turning out this November.
There will be no government left. There'll be no rights left. You'll live under theocracy. You'll end up Christian nationalism. But that's all right, you little 26-year-old. You don't feel like the election's important to me. They're not addressing the issues that I care about. My advice to tell these young people to get off your ass and go vote, because you should vote like your entire future and the entire future of this United States depends on it, because quite frankly, it does. And that's not an exaggeration.
So the
New York, they got to stop going to Carville after he's had his fourth drink.
He's also 100 years old. The New York Times had their front page Sunday story. Did you see that? No one has ever run for president like this before. And they had quotes from Donald Trump from recent campaign stops where he says things like, at the end of, if we don't win this election, it'll be the end of America. Nobody has run this darkly before. Nobody has ever predicted the doom. And I said, how? I thought to myself, I didn't say it anymore. How unself-aware are you? You right. People say every day that if Trump wins, it's the end of the country. There'll never be another election. He's not the only apocalyptic person around. Are you crazy?
Right. So not only has no one ever run a campaign like this, someone has. It's now, and it's you.
Right. So. You both are. Wow. So what?
Wow, that is just crazy. And then this is a complete change of topic, kind of back to the college protest. Just became aware of this. The visuals in this is an attractive young lady with a keffiyeh around her shoulders is taking you on a guided tour. And the whole thing kind of has the feel of an ad for a summer camp you can send your children to. But it's the Stanford Encampment for Palestine. Take it away, my dear.
The Stanford Encampment for Palestine. We want to show you what the mainstream media refuses to, what a people's university really looks like. The vibes in here are amazing today, so let's go check it out. This afternoon, students have set up a flea market. You can purchase clothing, jewelry, and food, and all the proceeds are going to Palestine. Students are making art, they're playing live music, they're reading. This is what a people's university really looks like. Students in this encampment are agents of their own learning, their time, and their engagement with the world around them. The intense police media repression facing the movement today is a sign that the student movement for Palestine is working and growing stronger. Despite all the distractions, all of our eyes are still on Palestine from now until liberation.
So what was her main point there? Because at my university, people were playing music and reading also. So
Her point was, this is a peaceful movement for the people of Palestine. There's no reason to repress it. This is the people's university. Even their verbiage is straight out of Marxism. And that any cracking down of any sort on any of these movements is oppression. You're oppressing the masses.
So your parents' money that you spend at the flea market goes to Palestine, and your parents' money you spend buying a sandwich over there goes to Palestine? Okay.
But they're agents of their own education, Jack, and their own involvement in the world around them. And the vibe in it was also, you know, just a college campus, kids hanging out with each other because that makes you feel good and it's a really cool part of your life.
The vibes in here are amazing today.
The vibes are amazing today. That's a clip we'll use the rest of our lives.
The vibes in here are amazing today.
The vibes in here are amazing today.
That's what I need, good vibes.
Your side wants to wipe out the Jews is not. I mean, I enjoy an acoustic guitar as much as anybody. I played one yesterday.
You're pro raping grandma in front of her children.
That never happened. That's been debunked even by the New York Times. It's just resistance.
Those aren't the best vibes I've ever heard. You want to hear something over the top? Wait till you hear this. Stay tuned.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
So we've got... Well, I guess we should bring you up to speed in case you don't know. Again, I'm embarrassed as an adult. I'm embarrassed as a parent. I'm embarrassed at a guy at various times in my life who's been a sort of a boss. I'm just embarrassed. You can't draw red lines and then let them go by and then just pretend you never said it. It's embarrassing. But so that's what Columbia University did yesterday. 2 p.m. is the deadline. We mean it this time. 2 p.m. is the deadline. You must clear out. You must. No second chances. Then it got closer to 2 and nothing happened. And the day went by and nothing happened.
I'd like to say, as a guy who plays a fair amount of poker, bluffing is delightful in poker, but I don't advise it in real life. Practically ever.
So the protesters were emboldened throughout the day, as you would expect them to be at Columbia, and got to be nighttime, and they broke into the same building that their grandparents' generation, I guess at this point, took over that same building in 1968 as Vietnam War protesters. So, yay, they get to cosplay being part of protester history, which is part of what drives this. But so they got the kafias wrapped around their head like they're Hamas, and they broke into the building, and now they've taken it over, and they've got their list of demands and everything like that, and who knows what Columbia's plan is to get them out of there. Meanwhile, at another prestigious university, Harvard, I was watching the video last night, where they all had surrounded the flagpole there at Harvard and took down the USA flag, the red, white, and blue, and put up a Palestinian flag and cheered like crazy. And we'll play this audio for you. This first part is some people at Harvard. Then we've got some people at some other campuses. But this is how over the top it is at this point.
Never forget the 7th of October.
That will happen.
Never forget the 7th of October.
Not one more time. Not 5 more times. Not 10 more times. Not 100 more times. Not 1,000 more times.
Yes,
10,000 times.
So the KKK and the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, are all the same. But that first one, if you couldn't hear it, October 7th, there's not going to be one more October 7th or 10 more, 100 more, 1,000 more. 10,000 more October 7ths. So 10,000 more breaking into homes while people are asleep, dragging them out of their bed, murdering the children in front of the parents or the parents in front of the children or raping the wives in front of the husbands before you cut off their hands and set them on fire. 10,000 more of those against innocent people. And the president has nothing to say about that other than a statement saying we don't approve of the term intifada.
And you left out the most amazing irony, all of the people, the young people precisely like you, who got machine gunned at a music festival while demonstrating for peace.
Right. Yeah, man. Yeah. You talk about if you could bring some of those people back as ghosts. I was idealistic like you, too. I was at a music festival on the border between Israel and Gaza. And they came and murdered, they gang raped me to death.
Because, and they machine gunned all my friends, exactly.
Because I wanted peace between Israel and Hamas. Freaking unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. It, at its core, there is so much ignorance and stupidity, it's a little frustrating. Boy, is Colombia not the greatest illustration of deal with little problems when they're little. Even if it's difficult, you have to make tough choices. You know, I'm reminded, I came across this thingamajigger in the Washington Post. Where is that? A young woman, a young Jewish woman they were interviewing. She's at Columbia. The protests outside her window at Columbia University were loud, and Dahlia, they use her last name, lay awake all night, tossing in her dorm room bed, a little scared. As a Jewish student, some of the chants felt threatening, like she was being targeted because she supports the existence of the State of Israel, and she does. But the next day, when more than 100 protesters were arrested, that was upsetting, too. She didn't want students taken to jail or suspended from college. She, too, wants the bombing in Gaza to stop. Quote, every value that I hold in my heart is intention with another principle I hold deeply right now. I would say to Dahlia, welcome to adulthood. It's all about hard choices. The easy choices are few and far between. And when they come, they're delightful, my dear. Life is about making hard choices.
Well, actually, you now, don't even think about those or remember them because they're rare and unimportant. I mean,
right,
the
exactly.
easy ones, they go by they very quickly.
But to repeat myself, this is precisely what had to happen on American colleges, university campuses. It's the inevitable result of what they've been teaching for a couple of generations now. This whole victim oppressor neo-Marxist stuff I'm always talking about, and the kids finally have a good one to latch on to, so they're going to tear the whole thing down.
Yeah, I agree with all that, but I can't believe that from the president to governors to mayors to college presidents to whoever, there aren't more giant speeches being given. I live in a town where, remember years ago, the one mosque we have in the college town I live in, somebody put bacon on the doorknob, and it turned out to be one of those deals where it was a self-hating, or it's one of those you commit a crime against yourself to try to make it seem like the other side is bad. I mean, somebody who is Muslim put the bacon on the doorknob at this mosque. But anyway, there was an FBI investigation and speeches from the college president and rallies about how we will not put up with hate like this. Where is that sort of speech about somebody promising 10,000 more October 7ths to your right. Jewish students? This is an right. actual, to-your-face threat of death, not bacon on a doorknob. Or a Confederate flag or a noose hanging in a tree, kind of a veiled threat. You're not exactly sure what it means, who it's for. No, this is just flat out saying, I want to kill those. You see those people over there? I want to kill right. those people. We're going to kill those people. And nobody is saying anything.
Well, this is why I'm so militantly anti-neo-Marxist, because they're utterly dishonest. They fake up the outrage, or they've convinced the poor kids to actually crumble if a noose is found on campus, it's going to be an activist put it up there anyway. Dear, don't get so upset. And then they their claimed principles vanish like steam if hate and violence or whatever comes from the left. Just they're utterly dishonest. Don't listen to them. Don't be bullied by them. Stand up to them.
Yeah, I believe that with a lot of the college kids and the administrators and all that stuff. But where are some of our governors and where's the president on this? I can't believe he's letting his woke staffers control what he thinks.
He doesn't want to piss off the young leftist vote.
Or is he so just his brain so muddled? I mean, I just can't imagine 1995 Joe Biden not making a strong statement about this.
Well, that's because the Democratic votes were flowing in that direction. He has no principles. He has no spine. He has no balls. He's an awful leader.
But that's just bad politics. You know, if you want to just make it about politics, it's bad politics. He'd gain more than he'd lose by coming out strongly against these people. There's just, I think there's no doubt about that.
I'm mulling that over in my mind. I think he permanently loses the young left vote if he does that.
Okay, well, so lose all of the, like, older regular people who are going to either not vote or vote for Trump.
Yeah, I don't know. You could be right. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just not entirely convinced. Can you imagine as a party being captured, the dog being wagged by the tail of militant young people who are utterly clueless about the way the world really works? That's an uncomfortable spot to be in.
Actually, whether I'm right or wrong, if whoever's president can't come out and say promising 10,000 more October 7th to the Jews in America is not something we can tolerate. They need to be expelled from school and investigated by the FBI. You know, we got to play that Ronald Reagan stuff when we come back. If you haven't heard it, it's fantastic.
Love it.
This is what leadership used to sound like, or having a clear moral compass used to sound like. It's fantastic. It's on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
If you had told me on October 9th when we came to work on that Monday that six, 7 months, there would be college kids promising 10,000 more October 7ths to the Jews and getting away with it more or less. You get to stand there on a college campus and say that and you're not suspended or expelled or nothing happens. I would have thought that is not possible or the world has completely come apart. And one more thing on that. We got this good text. I like the way they simultaneously claim October 7th didn't happen, the rapes, the murders, yet are threatening more of them. So right. You either believe that that was a massacre or not.
Yeah, well, Mark's a sly all the time. So you got Columbia University, where the feckless, weak, spineless administrators that have let deadline after deadline go and are trying to, quote unquote, negotiate with the college kids. Why are you negotiating? Anyway, and now they've occupied a building, and it's getting uglier and uglier. And that's been the approach at all of the woke captured by the far left universities around America. Not so in Texas. And nor Florida. Can't wait to bring that to you. First of all, though, when Ronald Reagan was the governor of California and various campuses, the UCLAs, the UC Berkeleys went wild. He took rather a different approach to it back in the day.
Those people told you for days in advance that if the university sought to go ahead with that construction, they were going to physically destroy the university.
Why did you negotiate many times?
Negotiate? What is to negotiate? What is?
The university is a public institution.
That's right. But the university,
its own community, and for the community of Berkeley that live around it.
All of it began the first time some of you who know better and are old enough to know better let young people think that they had the right to choose the laws they would obey as long as they were doing it in the name of social protest.
I'm sick and tired of the argument about whether some effort to enforce law and order is going to escalate anything at all. Plain truth of the matter is this has to stop, and it has to stop like the day before yesterday.
I would like to propose that the issue is that on the campuses, you who are adults, you who are entrusted with those young people and their guidance, have a responsibility to make it plain to them from the very beginning that you yourselves do not tolerate the kind of conduct that has led to the burning of Wheeler Hall, that has led to two murders on the campus of UCLA.
You created an atmosphere on campus where no one wants to listen. No,
you are a liar.
So the university profs and heads trying to blame Reagan for enforcing the law. You've made an atmosphere where nobody wants to listen, as if they were going to listen anyway. Unbelievable. I love this. This is out of Florida. We thank the friend of Armstrong and Getty who sent this along. Protesters at the University of Florida and University of South Florida were arrested on Monday, according to university officials. And they go into the details of the arrests as a variety of charges. In a release, University of Florida spokesman Steve Orlando announced the arrests. Now, this Ben Sasse was brought in, you remember, to run the Florida University system. He announced the arrest, saying that the university had provided ample warnings last week regarding prohibited activities. And I will read the statement. It is manna from heaven. This is not complicated. The University of Florida is not a daycare, and we do not treat protesters like children. They knew the rules, they broke the rules, and they'll face the consequences. For many days, we have patiently told protesters, many of whom are outside agitators, that they were able to exercise the right to free speech and free assembly. And we also told them that clearly prohibited activities would result in a trespassing order from the UPD, the University Police Department, barring them from all university properties for 3 years, and an interim suspension from the university. For days, UPD patiently and consistently reiterated the rules. Today, individuals who refused to comply were arrested after UPD gave multiple warnings and multiple opportunities to comply. Period.
Like Reagan said, this has got to end, and it's got to end. What does he say there, Michael? The day
this
before.
Has to stop, and it has to stop like the day before yesterday.
That is really good. It reminds me, I came across this last night. I was reading the book, as opposed to listening to Modern Times. Who wrote that? It's a very famous book. I'm just getting around to reading it. Modern Times. I'll look that up for you.
I heard somebody making a reference to that the other day. I now have 150 books that I'm intending to read. That's my limit.
The great historian Paul Johnson. Anyway, it's a fantastic book. It's a history of America from 1919 till, I don't know, after the Soviet Union fell. But anyway, this is going way back in the day, and it's talking about Einstein. And at the end of his life, he was so concerned about moral relativism. That's what his biggest concern was, and how it was a disease that was infecting the world. And so already, as a guy who was on college campuses, he was recognizing that that was a major problem. And that's the whole... You don't say America is right and China is wrong, because we've done bad things too. So where do we get off claiming China is wrong? That's moral relativism, and it has infected the world. And that's what I keep complaining about Jon Stewart with David Sanger two Mondays ago, when they're having a conversation about us and Russia and China, and he kept talking about the things we've done to cause Russia to do this and to cause China to be this way. We're responsible for this. I mean, that sort of attitude is the whole thing of the protests on college campuses right now. That's the whole thing.
That's a big source of energy for it. Yeah. Yeah. The obligatory self-hatred of the left. It's as universal and obvious as a teenager's rebelliousness. But you'd think as a grown person who has the capacity to understand the counterargument, you would wake up, but they don't take on the counterargument. They act as if the counterargument is belligerent to, you know, you're a moron if you're a patriot. It's contempt for anybody who even presents the other argument.
Moral relativism is a disease. What's the counter phrase for that? Truth, I guess, or logic, or I don't even know what the counter phrase for that. There is one that's better than the other, and objectively better than the other. So just because one has flaws doesn't mean they're both equally bad. That doesn't make any sense.
It's like the difference between a thoroughly good person who occasionally does bad things and a thoroughly bad person who occasionally does good things. That does not make them equals. It's just not the nature of human, life.
You've yelled at your wife and don't pay all your taxes, so who are you to claim that mass rapist is a bad guy? I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
That's a good illustration of moral relativism, yeah.
But it seems to be winning the day for a lot of people.
Yeah, you act as if all sins are equal and any amount of sin is equal, and anybody who has sinned has no right to call out sins in other systems. For instance, massive concentration camps in China. Well, the U.S. had racism. What?
Well,
it's just a bizarre argument.
Israel is killing children occasionally in this war, but that's not their goal. Hamas's goal is to kill children. There's a huge difference between those two things.
Including, it must be noted, Palestinian children.
Right.
The only person, the Palestinians were happy to see a dead Palestinian child than a dead Jewish child, because they know what that will do for world opinion. They are financial. Hamas, the worst organizations on earth, are supporting these college protests, financing them, helping to organize them, and encouraging them to escalate.
And they are escalating, as the Columbia students are still in that building as we speak. I don't know what they're going to do about that at this point. But this thing is far from over, no doubt about that.
Armstrong and Getty.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.